Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Beamer's Own Roundtable Wednesday here on Beamer's Own Blog Talk Radio. It is March 27th, Wednesday, and I am your host, Greg Peterson, team manager here in finally sunny Southern California. Yeah, the sun's finally popped out. The rains have washed through, but I think we've got some more on the way eventually, but at least we're going to take advantage of it while we can and might even be able to wash the vehicle today. So anyway, we are here. This is Roundtable Wednesday. This is your opportunity to ask any and all questions as it relates to Beamer, and then we keep it compliant. But we educate you, too, on what is compliant, what is not, and why. But this is your opportunity to ask questions. Otherwise, I can go off into a rabbit hole and go down any type of subject matter and kind of fill in the airspace. But honestly, I want to hear from you guys. And this is our ability to learn from each other. This is our way of helping each other grow and develop and build our Beamer businesses and maybe enlighten those that are listening to the recordings on what things can be done to help share Beamer with other people. Because the bottom line is, first, you bought the Beamer either for three reasons. You bought it for yourself, you bought it for someone else, and this is in the aspect of maybe physical conditions that you were having, you wanted to improve upon, or whatever the case may be. And finally, maybe the financial aspect of maybe building a business and having a small business for yourself. And actually, then there's that fourth one of just being able to help people, being able to help others, whether it be physically or financially. And so we want you to reflect back on what is your why. What was it that sparked your interest in Beamer? When you first heard about it, was it because you were suffering from a knee injury? Was it that you had back issues? Was it that you were just feeling tired and restless and couldn't sleep well at night and were looking for some type of aspect that could help you improve upon that? Is it that there was a loved one that you had that was suffering and you wanted to find some type of modality that could help them? Was it that, hey, you know what, I've got some spare time on my hands and I love helping people. I'm always interacting with individuals, and here's an opportunity that I could maybe make some extra money on the side and be able to supplement my income and or be able to share with others. So, you know, let's look at what our why is and how do we get involved today? Well, all you got to do is press the number one on your phone, and then that will lead you into the queue and I can call upon you and we can have a great discussion and find out what your why is and what got you going and maybe what other tools or questions you might have. I've got my computer screens all fired up here, so we can go into back office. We can go into our replicated website. We have people that are brand new that don't even know what their replicated website is, have no idea that they have their own Beamer website that directs people directly to them if that person wants additional information. So what we can do is we can go over a mock onboarding process, and we could do something like that. Now, there's a couple ways, actually three, four ways that you can listen to a Blog Talk Radio recording. And so the number one is by going to the website blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. From there, you can look at all the recordings. You can then also, on your app, on your phone, you have an Apple or an Android phone. And let's go with Android phone first. That is Podcast Player. That is an app that is on your phone and it's free. Podcast Player. When you go to that, then you click on it and then look at for the little search icon, and it looks like a little magnifying glass. You'll click on that, type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. Remember, Beamer is an acronym. It stands for Bioelectromagnetic Energy Regulation. And since it is an acronym, people, let's remember that we capitalize every letter in the word Beamer. It's not capital B and then small E-M-E-R. No, that is incorrect. Beamer is an acronym. It is capitalized all the way through. Yeah, there you go. How about that? How many times have we made that mistake, right? Okay. So that is Podcast Player for an Android phone. If you have an Apple phone, it's Podcasts, P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S, Podcasts. And that is an app on your phone. Once again, look for the magnifying glass emblem there. Click on it, type in the word Beamer, and then the only option that comes up are the Blog Talk Radio programs. You click on that, and all the recorded programs for Blog Talk Radio are there. Now, let's say you forget any of that, then let's see if we can remember by going into our back office, our Beamer back office, and you go to backoffice.beamer.services. You type in your email, you type in your password as one option, you log in, and I'm going to go into some other login options that I learned about here on Beamer's educational series that they had last week, which it was absolutely awesome. And I'm going to point you into a couple directions there too. See, all sorts of rabbit holes to go around today. Okay, so anyway, the route that I was originally going down, the lovely path I was, we'll say that the bunny is hopping down this path, and because it's Easter, we'll keep on that scenario. You're going to go to the far left, and you're going to go to Distributor Library. When you click on Distributor Library, that's going to open up another window for you. And on that window then, you're going to go down just a short hair and you're going to see the calendar. And one of the wordings on the calendar, when you pass your cursor over it, nothing happens. But then you go down a couple lines on the orange lettering, the smaller orange lettering, and then when the cursor passes over it, a orange line will appear underneath it. You click on that, and that opens up the calendar so that you're able to see all the events that are occurring in Beamer. They put them all there on that calendar. So then you take your cursor and you run it over the individual items, and there'll be a small little window that will pop up and it will give you a little bit of information. But if you click on it, then that opens it up larger and you get to see all the information. So if you're looking for Blog Talk Radio, you just go over it, click on it, and right there's the phone number that you would have used to call in today on. There is also the website there. We do not have the apps on there as of yet. I am going to have a meeting tomorrow for our advisory board committee, and that's one option I'm going to bring up to see if they can add that to the calendar and see if they can put that in there. I think that would be a great addition to be able to listen to the recordings. So, you know, these are all things that we're continuing to evolve and grow with. So that's how we listen to all the different recordings. Now, Remember the other rabbit hole that I was talking about on logging in? Well, here's another way to log in. You can, when you log into your backoffice.beamer.services and you haven't actually logged in yet, below the login symbol, there's two items that says log in via email without password or log in via SMS without password. If you click on the log in with the just your email, you can click on that. Once again, enter your email, then click on request a link, and then that will send to you your email. And it will send an email to you. And with that, then you can log in from that point. And then the same way SMS is via texting. So there is a couple new ways. Now, when we do that, and how did we find that out? Well, the company is doing an educational series on doing video trainings. And what they did is then they recorded that. So let me go into Distributor Library, and I am going to go into, start up your Beamer business. So it's just like the second item down, starting your Beamer business. Okay, so I've gone to Distributor Library, went over to the right, scrolled down to the big orange banner that it was the titles, and it says starting your Beamer business. And the very first section in there is training videos. And so the first one is training for placing web shop orders and using the sign up portal. And the second one is Beamer back office and getting to know your dashboard. And so they've got it right there, folks. So here is a great way. If let's say you don't have time to teach somebody onboarding on how to get started and how to start learning to use some of their items in their back office, right here is an educational video that you can send them to, and that will educate them. So we're developing more and more educational tools to help kind of take the load off of people, as well as we still know that, unfortunately, there are those that are brand new, that sign up someone that's brand new, that signs up somebody then that's brand new. And the information doesn't get passed down. But then let's say that last person that got signed up is the go-getter, and they're like, hey, I'm ready to go with this. The other people, they're busy, they're on a vacation, they're doing this, they're doing that, and they said they'd get back to me next week or whatever the case may be, or they don't know how to do it, and they don't know really how to reach out to anybody else. Here's an opportunity for people to start to get involved and hopefully find these items. And that's why we're here also with Roundtable Wednesday. So anyway, those are a few items that I just wanted to cover for you guys. Let's get some people to raise their hand, press the number one on your phone, and let's get this ball rolling. Let's get the show on the road, as they would say. Let's hop down some more bunny trails. All righty, I'm calling on 831-760. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are you speaking with today?
Good morning, Greg. It's Sibylla.
Hey, Sibylla, how are you today?
All good. I have a short question, really easy. It's a disclaimer question. I do it always through my website. I scroll down all the way till I come to support, and then 1, 2, 3 down, there's the waiver, and then I pull it up and let people fill it out that way. And I noticed that probably for the last 10 days, always the same message comes up, page seems to be missing. Do you know if this is just my device, or is there something in general going on that they're reviewing it, that it's no longer current, or they don't want it there anymore? Any news?
Okay, let me check on that. So what you're saying is, you're trying to find the disclaimer form in your back office. Is that it?
No. On my website.
Oh, on your replicated
on my personal website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I am not sure on that. I am bringing it up here because I've got it fired up here. So on your personal uh-huh. website, you mentioned that you bring it up and you scroll all the way down to the bottom.
All the way down, yes, till you can't go any further.
And then there's the waiver.
Exactly. So when.
Okay, so I'm doing it right now. And it says, that's odd. This page appears to be missing.
Yeah. Okay, then it's not my page alone. Good. Okay, that comforts me.
Okay,
so you don't know either. So that's okay. Then this is the end of my question.
I'm glad you brought that up because I am bringing that up, and I will bring it up tomorrow on our advisory board committee. And I am going to add that to my list of items to discuss. So I'm glad that you brought that up, Seville.
Okay, Sevilla. Good.
Okay, let's see. So I'm typing it in right now because I want to make sure. So waiver. Not working on replicated website. Okay. It's done, and it will be, it'll go to corporate. We will discuss it live tomorrow, and I can get back to you next week on that. How about that?
Wonderful. Yes, perfect. Thank you so much, Greg.
Oh, you're welcome, Sevilla. Now, this is, like I said, folks, this is a great resource because if there are items that are brought up for discussion here and it's stuff like that, let me know because I am a member of the advisory board. I'm one of 12 people, and we meet once a month with the corporate office via Zoom and or in person. I know at the convention in September, which will be in Long Beach, California, make sure you guys start setting your plans for that because in September in Long Beach, California, the weather will be absolutely amazing. And they're going to have their convention, and I can guarantee you it's going to be over the top amazing. It will be groundbreaking for all the different things that are coming about, where the company is headed, the whole bit. It will be unbelievable. So definitely plan on going. If you've never been to any type of convention or anything like that with a business, you want to experience it. And especially with Beamer, they go all out. They make it so much fun and you meet many wonderful people. You make some lifelong memories. And they also, during those events, there's also other recreational areas or things to do in the area that you can go and do and just make it a fun little vacation. And it's all a write-off because as it's a business expense, no, talk with your accountant. I'm not an accountant, but a lot of these things can all be written off. So there you go. All righty. Next up, let's see. We want you to press number one on your phone, and let's bring some more people on. I know we've got other people that are there, and we get other people that are real bashful, and then when we get down to 5 minutes left, then all of a sudden everybody raises their hands. And if you guys know me, I try to get everybody on, but then we get short for time. So raise your hand now, folks. Ask your questions now while we still got some time to play. And we can get some more items taken care of. So while we're waiting for all you bashful people to raise your hand, how many people are not familiar with your replicated website? Because Sevilla just brought up a good thing there. And in fact, since Sevilla brought that up, I am going to go into my distributor library and I am going to type in disclaimer form in the search bar, if I can type. And let's see here. Disclaimer, human heart set disclaimer. Okay. So the fourth item down in blue, it says Beamer, human, and horse set disclaimer form. Okay. I had to download it, and it is downloadable. Okay, so it is still there, and it's two pages. So what I do is I print it off, and I print it off so it's on both sides of one sheet of paper. So I'm saving paper. And here's what's nice about using these disclaimer forms. You yourself want to print their name, email address, and phone number. Because let's face it, I just went through all my old disclaimer forms and created I think it's a CVS file, to have a listing of all my disclaimer forms. I spent the last 4 days, people, and I spent two all-nighters doing all of this. I ended up since I started with Beamer in basically January 1st of 2017, when I signed on, I had 1,900 contacts. And I had some on CVS files because I'd used a different format or a system with having your Beamer share. If you've got people in your Beamer share, then you can actually go in and you can download on one file all the people that you've signed in to Beamer share. And so you have them all on record there. So that's something also. But anyway, getting back once again, man, I am like a rabbit all over the place here today, folks. So with this, you want to make sure that you print their name so that you can read it along with their email and phone number. And if they refuse to give you one or the other, that's their choice. But just mention, look, this signature states that I covered our three main topics of the disclaimer form, meaning that you don't have any medication pumps, pacemakers, defibrillators on you, that you've not had an organ transplant, and allergenic cell transplants, bone marrow or stem cell transplants in combination with immune suppressant therapy. And or number three, you do not use this device if you have been diagnosed with deep vein thrombosis and actively been treated for it. So you get the signature from people because we are a class two cleared medical device, and you get their signature. What I used to do, and this is just me, then I had all these papers and I would put them, let's say I worked an event. Let's say I worked the pickleball event. I would have a manila envelope then at home, and I would have it titled Pickleball Event Palm Springs, let's say, for example. And then I would put all of those disclaimer forms then in that one folder. And then I kind of knew that they were all with pickleball. And so I had these different folders, all these different individuals, different things like that. And that's one way to organize items. Well, then my type A kicked in, and okay, maybe a little OCD. And I figured, look, instead of having all these papers laying all over the place, what I did is on my computer, I have a file called Beamer. Within that file, I have disclaimer forms. Then I break that down to where I have the current blank copy of the disclaimer forms. I have another subsection in there for signed disclaimer forms. Under the signed disclaimer forms, then what I did is I would enter in, and I go first name and then last name. Everybody's different. Some people go last name first. But then I entered every single individual and I created a file for them under signed disclaimer forms. So now I've got all these different files for each individual, okay? Then what I did is I have got, it's called a scan snap. And it's a scanner, and everybody's got their own scanners. I mean, I've also got an HP printer that can be used as a scanner. But I tell you what, this scan, S-C-A-N, snap, S-N-A-P, It's much smaller and it folds up after you're done using it, but it also scans both sides of a paper when it goes through, and it is absolutely amazing. and very much worth every penny. And it also works on a Bluetooth to my, I've got a MacBook Pro, and so I do it to that. So then what I did is I went through and I scanned every single disclaimer form and then associated, and then I would put that form into the file of the individual. So now I've got everything digitalized, every single one. And that's what I've been spending the last 4 days doing, is actually entering in all the remaining ones I had. And then also I had put together a spreadsheet because I started up a new system to reach out to all my prospects and created a file for that. So now I've got everything digitalized. And the last thing I did yesterday was I was able to shred all those pieces of paperwork. And I tell you what, I can see the top of my desk again. And now a person can go in, you can go in and however you want to organize things, I've got them also, the people in different categories. I was able to do a mass scan of, let's say, all the people from the pickleball Palm Springs. I ran all of them through in one batch and put them in one file as that Palm Springs pickleball. And so now if I'm wanting to go back to that group and I can't remember on my individuals, I can just go into that group of file and I can scroll through and see all the different names or whatever. And a person could create an Excel spreadsheet or whatever the case may be. A person can just go hog wild if they want to be OCD and type A and the whole bit. But these are ways just to kind of organize all your stuff because, man, all of a sudden these papers start to pile up when you're starting to share things. So if anybody else has any other ideas, bring them up. Press the number one on your phone and let's get some more ideas on how do you organize your items or what questions do you have on how do I organize my stuff? How do I continue to reach out to people I've made contact with if you have Beamer Share, if you don't have Beamer Share? Personally, I feel every single distributor should have Beamer Share, plain and simple, because it provides two services for you. Number one, for $9.95 a month, you have access to all the pertinent videos that you would ever want to share with people in the palm of your hand with your phone, and you can personally watch any and all of those on your phone. You don't have to send it out. It's right there to be able to watch firsthand right there instead of trying to log into your back office, trying to download it, trying to, you know, bring it up, all of this stuff. It's right there. It's that convenient. Number two, it is able then to be able to send out items when you meet somebody and you're able to digitally enter them into the system. And it also has a digital disclaimer form in there so you don't have all the paperwork. And then it also has the ability, when you enter a person in there, you have the ability to put in notes and have those notes available to you, maybe reminding you who you are or who they are or whatever. It also has the ability where you can take their picture and associate their picture with their name. So all of these things are a huge help on allowing a person to help organize and establish items. Now, one of the other big items that people fall short on, and I'm just as guilty as this. Remember on maybe one of your academies that you went to, how we discussed the importance of follow-up and how 80%, remember this, 80% of all sales occur between the 5th and the 12th contact with somebody. So if you go to an event and you get somebody on the Beamer and you send them a Beamer Share. Okay, you made a couple contacts. You had the physical contact, and then you sent them something to watch. Okay, that's two contacts. You're not even up to number 5 yet. How about you send them the 8-minute story? Okay, that's number 3 contact. Okay, how about you do a three-way phone call with your mentor, somebody who's experienced on your team and that is a different voice. They could be saying the very same thing that you're doing and have said to the client, but for whatever reason, it resonates when it comes from a different voice. Then that's number four, contact. Well, and then let's say now we want to get to that fifth contact. We can send them, let's say now you find out they're interested in maybe distributorship. So you send them a video on what it's like to be a distributor. Okay, now you're getting into the fifth contact and further on. Well, Beamer Share has a drip system built into it where you can automatically send them just, and all you got to do is this is once. All you got to do is once. You get them in and you send them the drip system. It will automatically every 3 days for 10 times. So over a period of a month, every 3 days, they will receive a different email with an attachment, video or whatever. It automatically does it. Now you are well into your and your 12th contact location of being able to make a sale with those individuals. Okay, so that's for a month. What about the next 11 months out of the year? Well, in Beamer Share, if you want to go more advanced, you can then go onto the computer version of Beamer Share and you can set up your own drip system, your own emails, and the duration, how long between the emails are set, and you can set up your own drip system that is maybe once a month that is reminding these people of who you are and, hey, reach out to me if you have any questions. I'm here for you. Here's some more information that you might find interesting, yada, yada, yada. And once again, you can just have it set up on your calendar of, hey, I just sent Joe the initial drip system. It's going to be done at the end of this month, and I'm going to mark on my calendar, okay, that drip system is done there. So then on my calendar, I'm going to mark down, I'm going to send Joe Schmo my second drip system and get him started on that. So now you are reaching out to these individuals for the period of one full year. And what happens is, and my friend Roger Fouch, who's a group leader, and he's over in Mesa, Arizona. He works a booth over there every Friday, Saturday, Sunday during the snowbird season. He has people come in there that were receiving some items, maybe a couple items from some people, but they lost the contact information. They cleared out their text messages, whatever. They don't have the information of the individual that they met at a show or whatever like that. And they were thinking about it and they're like, yeah, I want to be able to purchase a Beamer now, but I don't know who to go through. And Roger's really good. He goes, well, let's see if we can find that individual. And he's helped a couple of distributors that were not even on his team make sales that way. But more often than not, they're not able to find the individual. So here he is then wanting to take care of the customer because the customer is always right. If the customer wants to go through a certain individual, they have every right to do that. And then as far as integrity goes, it's best that that distributor find out who the other distributor was and then maybe kick them out a couple hundred dollars of commission for the initial contact or for initially getting the person interested, but mentioned that your client did not, absolutely not want to do this. And, you know, I tried my darndest, but this is the situation. And if a person cannot accept that, that's their problem. Okay. I just know that I lead with integrity and good morals, and I want to lead by example, but bottom line is the customer's always right. You don't know. Maybe the customer had a bad feeling about you. Maybe you reminded them of their ex-husband or ex-wife or whatever the case may be, and they did not feel comfortable signing in with you. You can't take it personal, folks. That's why it's best to reach out to the most people possible, because what happens is if we only make contact with one or two people, we start to hyper-focus on that individual. And when you do that, that starts to put pressure on those individuals. And we don't want that to happen. So it's always best just to let the material do the work and continue to make contact with more people, because that automatically diverts your energy to other locations and you don't accidentally start getting pushy on sharing the Beamer with somebody. And yes, you might find somebody and you may see the potential in them, but unless they're wanting to do it themselves, you've got to respect that individual and go at their pace. And I've had people that have started up and they were not active for their first year. They went ahead and they renewed, and lo and behold, they came back like a firecracker and they've moved their way right up the chain. And that happens too. You don't know, and people aren't going to share their personal lives with you. They're not going to share with you they're having financial issues or relationship issues or anything like that. So be respectful of their time and their wishes and work with them, not against them. Okay, so we've covered a lot of different things. We've talked about Beamer Share, the importance of that, reaching out to people. We've talked about getting into our back office. What is our replicated website? Let's cover that really quick. So when you sign on as a distributor, every distributor receives a replicated website also. And this is the client's website where they can send customers to. This is open to the public and it is personalized with your picture. Once you get your picture added on to your Beamer back office, that picture then within 24 hours will be added to your replicated website. So we get people that get signed up and they don't know how to find what their replicated website is. They don't remember what it was. They did not get it written down, whatever the case may be. Well, let's go to our back office. So let's go to backoffice.beamer.services, enter in your email address, enter in your password. Now you're logged into your back office. On the far left side, scroll all the way down to web. It's the third item from the very bottom on the bottom left. If you've got a smaller screen, you may need to scroll up to find that. Under web, when you click on that, there's two items. There's Partner Finder and there's Homepage. You click on Homepage, the second item, and that will pop up then the window where it shows you what your current website address is on the bottom in blue lettering. Then if you pass your cursor over it, a line will appear underneath it. You can click on it and it will literally take you to your replicated website. Okay, so you can check it out. Now, if you want to change the name on your replicated website, there are four options that are automatically above that that give you different options of what your replicated website is. Or if you want to change it and personalize it more, it gives you the option to enter that in and then you can see if it's available or not. So that is a way to find your replicated website. So if you folks are not familiar with that, make sure you go to your replicated website, take a look at it. Beamer's always updating the videos on it. And make sure you click at the top, you got your human line and you've got your equine line. Make sure on the human line, when that's on, then scroll just below it and you've got your benefits. You can click on that and there's overview, longevity, vitality, performance, testimonials. Go through each one, click on it, and see all the different things that show up on your website. Same way with under science. There's overview, PEMF, there's microcirculation, there's medical testimonials. Underneath products, you have overview, premium set Evo, beauty pack Evo, B-box Evo, Evo applicators, Evo accessories. Under company, it has about us, history, and then FAQs, which is frequently asked questions. Under media, you have blog, you have news, you've got videos. Then you can also go under equine section. And when you click on the equine section, once again, you've got your benefits, which shows positive effects, testimonials. You've got your science, medical testimonials there, along with other items. Under products, you got the horse set, applicators, overview, accessories. Once again, company is the same. Once again, media is the same. But make sure you go through, click on these, educate yourself to all the material that you have in the palm of your hand that you can share with these clients. Once again, these are one of the touch points of the 5 to 12 touch points that you can send. Now, if you're using Beamer Share, when you send something to somebody, the option for them to click to go to your replicated website is right there. And Beamer Share will send you a text message and or an email, however you have it set up. It will send you a notification that, hey, Joe Schmo just watched your green video. And then all of a sudden, oh, Joe Schmo just clicked on your replicated website. So now you see that this person's even more interested. I need to give them a call and say, hey, and just play dumb and just say, hey, did you have an opportunity to check out my green video? Yeah, I did. And, you know, I found your website. I looked at that, you know, and I've got a few questions. Here is your opportunity to set up that three-way phone call and not just say make an appointment, but just go, great, what's your question? Well, you know, I've got a question about, you know, the science and everything. Can you explain it a little bit better? And mention, just go, you know what? I've got my mentor that is able to explain that section much better. Hang on just a second. I'm going to get him on the phone and then try to, and then, you know, put him on hold, do a three-way phone call. We won't go into how to set that up right now, but set up and boom, do a three-way phone call right there and try to bring on someone else then to also help explain. And when they know that it's a three-way phone call as such, then they can help direct you as well as the client and just say, you know, hey, Jerry, did you have an opportunity to share with Joe Schmo this video or that video? No, I haven't done that yet. Oh, okay, great. Yeah, here's also a great video to watch. And then also, hey, Joe, have you ever thought it, you think that you might be wanting to share this with other people? Do you see the advantages of how this could help out other people? Well, yeah. Well, you know what? You know, we have a distributorship opportunity here. There's no quotas, anything like that. You get so much education. And let's face it, you're going to automatically want to share it. And my gosh, you sell 4 units and it automatically pays for the one that you've purchased. So it's really a no-brainer on being able to do something like that. But let's get you the information and share that with you so that you can go out and help others, because there's no way I'm going to run into the same people you're going to run into. And so it just plants a seed. So we covered a lot of different things today. We've got just a minute and a half left. So these are the things that I wanted to cover today with everybody. I'm glad that Sevilla did contact me. I will bring that up into our advisory board committee meeting tomorrow morning. And then hopefully next week we can discuss and go over that along with maybe some other topics. But bring your questions next time, folks. I want to definitely send this out to Sevilla. She deserves this here. And also everybody that's listening live, and then also we discussed on how to listen to recordings. Also, folks, after you've gone through your replicated website and you've familiarized yourself with that, reach out to your fellow team members, whether they are underneath you or if they are above you, and go over it with them. And let's start to raise the quality. We're not looking for, yes, I know there's Peter Glein would like to have 100,000 distributors out there in the next 5 years. But it's not just quantity, it's quality. We want quality distributors, people who are educated and can answer the questions of their client. Because let's face it, if you go to a car lot and they're looking at a car, do you want to talk to somebody who has no idea what the car is, or do you want somebody that can tell you all the bells and whistles? Okay. So with that, folks, Let's continue to Beamer on. Listen to Equine Thursday tomorrow morning. They are absolutely amazing. They have a lot of great information to share. And we will hopefully see you next week. Everybody, Beamer on.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.